The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
The Vietnam War, it's over. You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Tap that app. The 98 KUPD app. Download it now or stream us online at 98KUPD.com. Enter contests and win prizes. Check out Morning Sickness Podcast. And of course, stream the Big Red Radio live. The more you listen, the more you score.
Tap that app and listen to win tickets to see Top Rank Boxing in Glendale for the Jim Norton Comedy Show coming this summer. And we still have your passes to check out the Arizona Renaissance Festival. Plus tons of concert tickets available for shows like Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins. Helmet, Blink 182, Breaking Benjamin and Stain, 311, Hailstorm and I Prevail, Five Finger Death Punch with Marilyn Manson, and for U-Fest 2024 on April 26th. So make sure to tap that app and listen, and remember, the more you listen, the more you score!
The 98 KUPD app, available now at the App Store, or stream us online at 98KUPD.com. Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
There you go. It is Alliance right there. People are kind of with me on the old man thing. I'm getting a lot of emails of people saying, yeah, I'm kind of tired of that too. Let's let a new generation come. I got an email from Mender. Said your lucky radio doesn't have that anymore. It's true. If we played our cards wrong through career, we could do this for another 20 years. I don't want to do that. And just milk this because there's nothing coming up behind us. Like it's all, you know, another thing. You can do this forever now. And radio's still like super viable. Everybody acts like there's a lot of things to choose from. Like, oh, we could keep going if we wanted to. A few more years doesn't hurt. And then you start looking over at, you know, Howard Stern, who was king of all media and all that stuff. Somebody emailed that and said, now, well, it's been 7 years that what used to be hilarious is now creepy old man stuff. It is a weird moment that kind of goes, whoops. The thing we cheer old men for is like what Al Pacino did last week. Knocking up 29-year-olds and then denying paternity. Now, that is what a man should do. That's beautiful stuff right there. That's what a real man does.
I have nothing to do with that, Ellen. What is ejaculate? It's been so long.
He admits.
Yeah.
This doesn't work down there.
It doesn't
work. No way.
My dick hasn't worked for a long time. That baby is not mine. I can prove it with a flaccid Exhibit A. We'll call it Exhibit D.
It's that. And then Kenny got quite a beating, too. Although, people are now clamoring for Rise of the memes and T-shirts. I'm not responsible for any of that. That's Kenny's phrase, not mine. Kenny, the listener, says, Dear John, I took a $25,000 pay cut last year just on fuel. I haven't said a word to anyone about it till now because I learned a long time ago. You can't worry about stuff that's out of your control. You trudge forward in life. No amount of crying or whining or emailing a morning radio show is going to bring down the cost of fuel. Kenny, pick your ass up by your bootstraps. Keep moving forward. Get a good rub and tug. Calm it down a little bit. Country Club and Broadway, ask for Howard. He has strong hands. Rise of the hashtag rise of the Okay, I like it as a hashtag.
That's a great.
I like at the end of when you recommend a man on man hand job, hashtag rise of the is hilarious. Good stuff there. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, it's where is this one? This one says, first off, I appreciate your optimism, John. You're absolutely right. America's awesome. Greatest time to be alive as a human in the United States. With respect to Kenny, per my understanding, is he's going to live with his mother due to the fact his wife is leaving him and he's worried about the rise of the homo F-words. What about the rise of inflation? Last I checked, gas is about $4.50 a gallon. He's worried about the LGBT community. Someone doesn't have a proper perspective on the entire situation. On a related note, I have a question about Kim Petras, speaking of rise of the homo F-words. I can only direct towards you because I think you might see the humor in it. Just asking the question. This is a good question to put to the panel.
Okay.
Being that she's biologically male, and I think this is sort of a funny question, but it also is true. Does that make the prostate the G spot? I don't know when they do the swaparoo, because a lot of guys, me included, even though it's only happened once and a doctor did it, can be stimulated to finish with a bump of the prostate. And a lot of guys.
I have a question. Do you lose the G spot?
Do they take it out?
Yeah. There's just no feeling whatsoever.
Did Kim Petras develop a prostate or was it removed? Do kids have them?
Because you'd have the.
But like little boys have prostates? Feeling. Probably, right? I don't know.
You'd have to. I don't think
it's like a little tiny
one. Just has to mature, yeah. Right? Or grow.
Goes from peanut to walnut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe like a little.
I don't know. Those cans, she can have whatever she wants.
Exactly. And here's the thing. I want to find out. I would like to know if I'm banging into that lady's G spot, if it's a prostate.
If you're massaging it?
Yeah, I don't care. If she bukkakes me after I hit the door, like, wow, what was that? Oh, rise of the. Oh, I see. I hit your prostate and you shot some. I get it. You still got a little man juice brewing in there. I don't know how it works. And I certainly don't know how the operation is. Maybe Aiden will check in. I don't know. That's a good question.
We've always heard it's butterflied and tucked.
Well, I've seen the operation. I've watched it online. And they do butterfly and they tuck. I don't remember them taking out any of the innards as far as prostates. I'd probably keep that as a, I don't know. It says, yes, Brett found it. Yes, trans women have a prostate. The prostate is a gland that sits underneath the bladder. Oh, I know where it is. And surrounds the urethra, which is the tube that carries urine from the body. So you can't get rid of it. So they keep it.
I guess so.
Does it
but
then
what about
become,
the feeling?
Yeah.
But yes.
Because you're going to be banging into it. Wouldn't you? Like it would be.
Yeah, but does it produce anything?
You're going to hit it directly, but it's going to be leaning up against some thin walls. That's what I'm saying. Your new walls are not.
But the operation, are they removing the bag?
Thin walls?
No. They cut it and then.
Everything gets tucked
in?
Yeah,
that's where a vaginal opening would be, is where your balls are. The pee-pee that you have is exactly the same spot as the lady love button.
So it's basically just folding in the parts.
They reform your man bit into a lady love button.
Okay.
And then the thing underneath gets folded up on, it gets cut and then butterflied and then stuffed up in the cavern.
But you keep your nuts.
No. They get those out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so you're not producing anything.
Oh, no, you're not doing
these nuts.
That's what the doctor says when he gets to that part of
that's
the story.
That's what I was snooping thinking. There. I'm like, I wouldn't. These nuts.
Oh, it's time to remove the testicles. Hit the button, honey.
These nuts.
Yeah, no, you don't just push nuts in. That would hurt. They take those out, and then they take all the flappy skin, and they push it in there, and then they form
the thin walls and stuff?
Yeah, and then thin walls go up and touch that prostate. Very interesting.
It's like a house in Queen Creek now instead of like a slump block house like right. In downtown Phoenix.
It's on a shaky foundation that used to be farmland.
All right.
And it can crack really easy. Right, Give it about 5 years, you're going to patch it up. You're going to have cracks in your walls. What happened? I'm throwing up all over the place.
Unless you go with a high-tension mesh.
Yeah, I bet you they mesh it. They wall mesh. They do it like a jetty or a dam. Like the cliffs in Malibu. You know, put that big wire thing.
Gotta water it.
You gotta make sure it stays. You gotta make sure the roots of the ice plant stay or else it's gonna cave next rainstorm. Interesting. Don't know. I think you were asking as a joke, Joshua, and it got me curious to thinking, I don't know what that is. This guy's a ERRN. Says they do not remove it when you go through the surgery. We have to clarify biostatus for this reason. I don't know what that means, but sounds like for later on they have to know. You can still get prostate cancer, right?
Yeah, I would think so, if it's there.
Huh.
But what about feeling? We never really got the answer on that. Climax, or is it just no?
Ask Kenny.
Yeah, can you still stimulate the prostate? And again... Hashtag rise of the the only time that's ever happened to me, the dude had to be 77 years old. Maybe that's why I don't like old men succeeding. Because he hit that thing and I fired one across the silvered slab I was laying on sideways.
Hit the bell.
He hit it. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing, sir? That happens. Never happened before. I want it to happen a lot, though. Do it again. Yeah, he was giving me an exam in my 20s, worried about some sort of... This dude was the most thorough STD looker ever. I got a Boone's Farm BJ.
Oh, wow.
And it leaked into my urethra. And it hurt to pee for weeks.
But it was strawberry pee, so...
It was the other one. It was the Wild Island.
Oh.
I wish it was strawberry, because that would have at least had a nice scent. Wild Island does not age well as a wine, trust me, especially when it's housed in your urethra.
Well, you've never used fine wine in Boone's Farm ever in the same sentence.
Please, I mean, you haven't lived, my friend. It pairs well with everything. In fact, that night, it paired well with in that girl's mouth. So it was a great pairing.
Paired well with Dobson High School back in 1990.
Yeah, I wish it was in high school. It was much later than that, but still.
Served her up a sisu refresher. Oh.
Worst part is that didn't happen.
What?
No. Well, I did it.
After.
And then she starts go back in there with the wine, and that's when it got bad because I didn't. Had I cleared the pipes, shot a torpedo through the old hole there, everything would have come out. But she went back at it with a mouthful of Boone's Farm, and that's when it all got bad because I didn't get up and pee or anything. Always pee after that, kids, just in case your wife got a mouthful of Boone's. And that dude was thorough. First question, I remember him going, are you sexually active? And I'm like, well, I don't need the jokes. I'm like, oh, I'm not really.
I don't need the jokes. That's when it all started.
That's when I'm like, oh.
What's going on here?
And then for no reason at all, I was in the Navy for 27 years. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? Why is this guy so mad at me? And it's because he did. And I don't blame him. He was 77. He'd seen enough 20-something-year-old kids wandering in with broke dicks. He didn't want to do that. Now I think back, I'm like, of course that guy was mad. Hey, it hurts to pee. I need you to fix it. And now he knows I got to fiddle around with this kid's nuts and dig around. He was done. He was on his last legs as a doctor. Probably had to keep working because he got a late divorce. I should have been done 10 years ago. And here I am with my thumb up this kid's ass.
So he's like the new Indiana Jones.
Harrison Ford, just bend over, you jackass. Are you sexually active? And he saw my eyebrow go up like, here, I don't need the jokes. No, I'm not. All right. How did this happen? And I told him.
Did you tell him the Boone's Farm part?
Yeah. I told him. I said I was in the back of my Jeep.
That's why I went for the prostate at the end. I'll teach you the lesson not to come in here again.
Oh, and the other fun part, he wasn't having anything. This was a quick visit.
Doc.
I told him. I said, well, we were in the back of the Jeep. Where I got the phrase.
You tell him the whole story?
Yeah. I said, I'm in the back of the Jeep with my my best friend's ex-girlfriend was like all over me. So I called him and I'm like, too much color. That's where I get that phrase, that old man who said that to me. I was giving him too many details. Too much color.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
Tap that app. The 98KUPD app. Download it now or stream us online at 98KUPD.com. Enter contests and win prizes. Check out Morning Sickness Podcast. And, of course, stream the Big Red Radio live. The more you listen, the more you score.
Tap that app and listen to win tickets to see Top Rank Boxing in Glendale for the Jim Norton Comedy Show coming this summer. And we still have your passes to check out the Arizona Renaissance Festival. Plus, tons of concert tickets available for shows like Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins, Helmet, Blink 182, Breaking Benjamin and Stain, 311, Hailstorm and I Prevail, Five Finger Death Punch with Marilyn Manson, and for U-Fest 2024 on April 26th. So make sure to tap that app and listen. And remember, the more you listen, the more you score.
The 98KUPD app. Available now at the App Store or stream us online at 98KUPD.com. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And I wish he would have said, because I've heard this since, land the plane. But he just said, how did it happen? I'm like, oh, I was getting, oral, yes, from a girl, and she was drinking a lot. And I don't know, and that's when he told me, you've got a large urethra. I'm like, oh, doesn't mean you've got a big one. It just means you've got a large urethra.
Brought you right down to earth. Huh?
That dude put the weirdest contraption inside my urethra. And I talked to a friend who got an STD test at about the same time. He went to ASU, so he had it. I didn't. And he didn't get what I got, which was the old Navy doctor shoving a pipe cleaner inside me through the urethra and then, like, digging out cultures. He twisted a knob and, like, it some sort of anchor drug out of the thing.
Like clearing the drain.
It was like the
drain snake.
It was the COVID test for your nostrils, only in your urethra.
Ugh.
He's swabbing around in there and rips that thing out. You got a terrible UTI. You don't have an STD, although this is a sexually transmitted problem. You got a UTI. Never let a woman do that to you when she's been drinking. You've got a big urethra. You're going to absorb all that. I'm like, really? When am I ever going to get blown then? She has to be drunk. Have you seen me?
Now turn around. Going to humiliate you.
And that's exactly what happened. He had already kind of told me what was going on. All right, let's make sure, though. Turn over. What? Lay on your side and then...
Duck!
And it took all of a river. Second. Like, oh, I love you. I think I love you, old man.
You got to smoke.
What are you doing, you sinister old cripple? Get in there deeper. He hit that thing, man, right across the table. That'll happen. What? To who? Give a dude a warning. Hey, what I'm about to do might make you... Well, then don't do it. This is making us both weird.
You had three more meetings that week.
Yeah, I had a lot. And then I was like, hey, I called that girl immediately. Here's some Boone's Farm. Let's do this again. I got to make another appointment. Hi, doctor. It happened again. All right. Bend over. You're clear. Yes. Yeah. So always remember that, kid. I don't know what that old man. He gave me his resume, his Navy resume. He gave me everything.
Oh, he gave it to you.
Oh, he gave it to
me. I worked with Seaman for 20 years.
You know what he never gave me? A call back, son of a bitch. I know what he was doing. It was brutal. But, and then I tried it once with the girl, and she went in dry, and I've never did that. I'll never do that. No, and the last thing you need to hear when a girl's doing that, and you're like, I don't like it. My old boyfriend loved it. And you're like, all right, don't say that right now. Don't say that right now. Tell me that later, maybe at Applebee's tomorrow for the 2 for $20 that I'm going to buy you, but don't tell me that now. Don't tell me that while the one finger is being hung in the air because it's got to get bleached for a second before we start touching again.
I don't want to know that about Mark.
You banged your friend's ex? Well, it was. I asked him. she was making the move. I didn't bang her either. No, she's put a push on and said she for some reason had a thing for me after the breakup. So, you know, I let her do some stuff. I asked. I was a gentleman about it. I'm like, hey, your ex is like, is this off limits or what? If it is, say so. I don't care. I'm like, okay, so I'm probably gonna try to. And he goes, okay, yeah, all right.
Why?
And then he drove around.
They threw on the poison.
Listened to poison and cried for hours. Oh, I was a complete failure at that point. It was just any port in a storm. If that dude's mom would have, like Mark's mom's like, hey, I think your mom's into me. Do you mind if I her real quick? What's wrong with you? I'm getting nothing, man. This is not going my way. Life ain't going my way. I'd get turned down by a couch cushion right now. Whatever's coming towards me. As long as I'm not poor. Like Kenny.
An LA guy chick.
Who, what?
An LA guy girl.
Well, LA guy girl was just, that was a mistake. If I could have a do-it-over time machine.
You got them fancy shoes. Yeah,
I'd allowed her and her family to take me over to their hovel and I'd have done it with their daughter as they were requesting. She showed up at my work with the whole family. I think I love you, LA guy. I'm like, well, why do you call me that? Because I had LA gear shoes on. I was L.A. guy. She didn't even know my name. I was taken aback by her liking me. I'm like, there's so many better options. Like, this is weird. Family in that weird old people van. Truck thing. I don't know what that was.
Son, I like your Zumbas.
Yeah, anybody can afford L.A. gear shoes in the late 80s certainly can date my little girl. L.A. gears aren't expensive, sir. Says you. That was Kenny Sr. I don't need my face rubbed in it, son. I don't make busboy money. Anyway, yeah. Ellie, yeah, that's one I regret. Do you have one? I blew it and could go, like a time machine go back?
I got to think about that one. I'm sure there is. I'm just trying to think.
I have do-overs and I have should-have-done-its. And the should-have-done-it was that. I have a couple that I'm like, oh, if I'd only seen the writing on the wall. But real true opportunity where you could go back and fix one, it would be with LA Guy Girl.
You'd hit that?
Well, you know, I say that because she was super cute, but so poor. I mean, so destitute. I just could not rally up for how poor she was. I know that I'd have been on a sawdust floor looking at her brother in his sleeping bag in the same room.
You were class blocked.
Right, I was totally class blocked. As I'm trying to just huff and puff on her. You're good. She likes when you twist one. I'm like, stop it. Don't talk to me, Derry. I know we all sleep in the same room. Like, it was like Charlie and the Chocolate
one bed.
Yeah.
Their face the other way.
Yeah, they were head to toe because they didn't, you know.
Grandpa Joe's over here. Yeah.
Sweeping up with mom on the dirt floor. She was so poor. The only way she could leave all those balloons that
cheer up, Johnny.
someone was robbing my car. I go out to, hey, Bill, I got to get out to, somebody's messing with your car, Johnny. I'm like, oh, geez, you're right. Bill, can I take a break and go out and see what's going on with my car? Yeah. Some poor broads out there decorating the hell out of it. Balloons and cards and I love yous and you're the best L.A. guy. And her family was right there because they only had one vehicle. They all had to go. She couldn't take the car. They probably lived in it.
Spent all that money decorating your car. They ate porridge for the next week.
Right. We got to get her that bus boy. He's going to make a fortune for the whole family. I bet you we'd even have heat in the house in the wintertime if he lived with us.
We could live in a different shoe.
Yeah. I don't want you to get your hopes up too high, honey. This is like a Cinderella situation. That Prince Charming's going to come out of here in that vinyl apron bussing tables with his $8 or $12 night. Whew, lucky. You might be shooting for the stars, doll.
And turns out she was, because I was like, what are you? You're so poor.
Tell you what, Johnny, stop going over to the contest.
It is tough when a busboy's like, you're too poor for me. I'm sorry. I have standards of wealth. I can't tell your parents and family's credit score to my life yet. I'm 17.
But L.A. guy, the shoes, had to save for months to get those.
My dad has a job. I got him. I get new shoes a lot. My
dad. Why don't you stop over to the Contiki after work?
Contiki.
Number 30.
Don't worry about it. We'll mill about the hallway while you make family.
Oh, God.
Y'all done in there yet? Did you make family? Honey, are you pregnant by the bus boy?
We got pizza rolls ready.
She was adorable. I bet she's, I wish I remembered her name. And she didn't know mine either. I wish.
She didn't know your name either?
No, she learned it later, but she moved here from some hillbilly dirt house and then went to Dobson.
Did she stay there? I mean, so you seen her at school and stuff?
Or? Oh, she was at school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I cast her off, you know. With the other people from Les Mis.
It's gonna work.
Hey, Les
Mis. Look, I can't say hi to you in the hallways at school.
That would have been her nickname from me. She calls me L.A. guy. I would have called her Les Mis. Or Rat Chaser. Hey, Les Mis. Enough already. And people think we're dating. You got to quiet down.
L.A. guy, I can't get enough of your shoes.
She loved those shoes. I'm like, it's a Karl Malone is the face of L.A. guy. Or gear. Yeah. She would have given me everything. Everything. Stupid. But yeah, I bet she's beautiful. I bet she's, she's poor. She stayed poor. There's no way she was raised out of that. She couldn't escape it. It was following her around.
Was she hot enough she could have married up, though?
Yes.
She had, like, you know how Jamie Presley, you can tell she's from the sticks?
Yeah.
Like, Britney Spears is a hillbilly, you know it. But she had that.
Okay.
She had that you can tell she's a something ain't right here. Kind of like you've done enough trailer time that's staying. You're never going to shake that. You can take the girl out of the trailer park, never take trailer that. But you could have dolled her up real good.
What about mom? I mean, when you met the family, did you look at the future and like, ooh?
No, I saw her dirty brother bounce around the back like an ape and then. And then dad was in the front seat, and he had a big grin on his face, like, that's a good one. Like, I was being sized up. The same way, I was being looked at the same way the kids who were out of gas were being looked at by the people from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, you know, the family, like, yeah. You need some barbecue. Like, oh.
So Mom, Pa, Kettle were there with her? I mean,
the whole family was there. Like, two brothers, a sister, there's a cat, and a couple people in there.
Get him!
A hibachi that wasn't running quite yet. But
got
I think
a hound
that,
dog sitting there in the front seat.
Get off his ear.
Sorry about that, L.A. guy.
Grandma on a rocker on the roof of the car.
In a washboard. A jug.
Yeah, she's on that.
Get him! Get him!
saying. Like, I gotta, just stop putting stuff on my car, please. And whatever she was using to write on the windows, L.A. guy and the notes and the, it was so weird.
It's nice to meet you, Jesco. I really think your daughter's really.
I think maybe we were going to go after and rob a Circle K and get some more money for balloons, but we robbed the Circle K. You better appreciate that, boy. It was bad. Yeah. Yeah, and she fell into a world of meth and drugs. There's no way she got out of that. Or she's a model and I just forgot her name. But
that is probably the hot homeless chick that's down there in 52nd and McDowell.
Same exact vibe. The 52nd, really? The 52nd Street McDowell homeless girl who is used to be, not so much. Seen her a couple times.
I haven't seen her
lately. First time I saw her, I'm like, this is a little, she's a model. Beautiful in her sweatpants. They were rolled down at the waist. Her little belly's showing. Got a halter top on. I'm like, this is nice.
Global warming, Scotter.
Yeah. Next time I see her, it's a little colder. She's got the midriff, but it's not quite as good. Pants are sagging. Face has some, she could use some proactive. And then the last time I saw her, it's just like,
messy mouth.
Like she turned into a witch. I didn't see her teeth. I didn't get close. I'm like, ugh, homeless girl.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
But yeah, anyway, I don't know what started all that. Knock it off. That was my test.
Yeah, your Boone's Farm.
My Boone's Farm. I was in the Navy for 27 years. What does that have to do with my ass being, do that thing again. Quit, you too much color. Get back there. Do your job. Yeah, I don't know what that guy was doing. Anyway, did you see, and this is another, this is a public service announcement before we get into anything else. I almost did this the other morning. I have in my house now, because of the surgery, I've got these tubes they gave me that sometimes you have to rub around the surgical site just to keep it. I don't have to do it now, but for a couple days before the surgery and then one or two after.
Like an ointment?
Benzoyl peroxide, some sort of a 5% something, but it looks like a toothpaste tube. And I picked that up and started to put it on. Oh, I was putting it on my toothbrush. That would have been horrible. I'd have just iced my mouth with all sorts of like, and I've done it like recently. I took camphophonique out of it's the same exact package, color and everything as this. When my allergies were bad, my nose was drying up.
And
so I put that goo, that gel that you put in your nostrils. I took a tube of liquid camphophonique and put it in my nostrils, and you've never ever, you can't get rid of the smell for like 2 days. And I don't know why I did it after the first one. I went right to the second nostril. I could smell it. And I'm like, this smells like camphor. I'm like, oh, it was gross. But this lady, this is the worst. I can't imagine this one. She thought her eye drops and the super glue were in the bathroom together. And she dripped super glue directly into her eyeball. And she's like, the pain was unimaginable. The picture, she's cute too. The picture is, it's, Brett will think it looks like something else. You know what I'm saying. The porn glue shots are pretty great. But this actually occurred. The poor girl, she immediately started like an incredible amount of pain. She thought the super glue was her medical eye drops. So it's a little gooey, the medicines that she was using. So it didn't make sense. She said the second it came out, I could smell super glue. And then she squeezed the super glue directly into her eye, right under her eyelid, blinked a few times and realized, oh no, and then looked at the tube. She went to the hospital. Of course, she documented everything on TikTok, and she's like, it hurts so bad. I worry about that every day in the bathroom, like picking up the wrong thing. They make everything kind of look similar. Like everything's sort of the same, which is why I appreciate the opioids that I've read.
Maybe she explained. I forgot the super glue was there. Was she using it for eyelashes or something?
Maybe. Don't know. But I mean, yeah, keeping super glue in your bathroom. You could. I've had super glue in the bathroom to put something back together.
And you left it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's horrifying. And you don't realize it until it happens. Like super glue and eye drops are in the same exact dispensers. It looks exactly the same. So be careful. That's horrifying. I almost used a razor once to brush my teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
I had it in my hand. I put toothpaste on the toothbrush, put it down. The razor was right there, grabbed it by the handle and had it right to my mouth before I realized, gah! What am I doing? I was about to shove it in my mouth.
Oh.
I would have known pretty fast, I think,
yeah,
that was bad. But yeah, bathroom accidents. So don't use your super glue for your eyes or your hair. If you have super glue in the bathroom, get it out of there. Yeah, I so close to putting that medicine right there on my toothbrush because it looks just like Rembrandt toothbrush. The Rembrandt toothpaste tube is the same as this peroxide solution that I have to put near the wound. It's crazy.
They make so much money, super glue, whatever companies. Have you ever gone through a full tube?
No, because it gums up.
One time, you fix something, yeah. And then it sits in the drawer for 2 years, and you got to go get another one.
The cap glues to the top, and then you got to cut that off, and then it's completely useless. I've never once successfully re-put, like you're probably good at because you're handy, reused super glue with the cap they give you without gluing the cap to the super glue. Ever.
I've done it once or twice.
Yeah, this handy son of a bitch. I use super glue, I get the two drops out. I gently put that little orange thing back on the tops. Next time I need super glue, it's glued to the top of the super glue. Like I can't get it off. So then I just cut the top off and dab at it with whatever.
And then you pour too much out. You know, as soon as you cut the top off.
The reason I needed a new backup camera is because I tried to glue it on after I changed the tire and put the spare back over the camera, knocked the lens off, and I had to... an old super glue that I cut in half and then poured some on the back and didn't realize I had it all over my thumb. And I held the camera lens up against, and I super glued my thumb to the camera lens and then I had to peel it off. So when I'd back up, you could see my fingerprint. It was all you could see. It looked like I had glaucoma. Yeah, I'm an idiot with super glue. That scared me to death. That's like one of my fears in life is, you know, thinking I'm drinking Pepto-Bismol and it's transmission fluid. Like halfway through it, you just don't know. Ugh. Be careful while you're brushing your teeth this morning. And again, we're keeping our eyes open for the rise of the that's out there. So we've got two things to worry about now. Bert, what do you got on the big board of musical treats today?
Wake Up Song brought to you by our buddies over at Action Ride Shop. It's, you know, now that winter's over with, all those ski resorts, they turn them into like bike parks. Yeah. So the boys from Action are going to be up at Sunrise this weekend. So make sure you head on up there. Go to their website. They got a complete checklist if you decide you want to go hit the bike parks. Plus, they're going to be doing it up in Angel Fire, I think next month or the month afterwards. But, you know, they're not only selling you bikes, they're riders, too. So check them out, actionrideshop.com. They're going to get you on the right track. Or just go visit Josh and the boys over there at Gilbert Road in Southern. They're going to take care of you. On the list, Beartooth and Trivium are in town tonight, so we got both of them on the list. Yes. Deftones, Clutch, Unholy from Sam Smith and Kim Petras for Kenny.
For Kenny.
Angry Again for Kenny. Right. Everything Sucks from Dead for Kenny. Korn, Everything Sucks. Anti-Everything, Everything Sucks.
Yeah.
Well, we got Korn on there.
Fejo.
Yeah.
Korn's homo F word.
Yeah. Power Mat 5000, Hatebreed, Soil, Motorhead.
Wow. This guy says, F you, Kenny. Sorry you don't like other people to be successful, but this show wants everyone to win, especially women. You ever hear a game with a woman on this show? They lessen the rules for them. John especially wants everyone to win. End of the day, you are your only competitor in this life. Hearing John's story should lift you up. You're in control of your own life. And good job taking the lumps. But being a moron and listening to this show, I get hit at least once a week. Do I get mad? No. I get even. John knows what that means. Yeah, Nicholas gets me every once in a while.
That's it.
Email over a shot back. I can take it. That I just tuned in, John, is Harry Potter getting a reboot? I heard something about Rise of the... No. It's, sorry. No, John. It's a different thing. This one says Toledo. It starts with Toledo.
In the room, no,
it's just
morning.
Toledo. Ugh. Are we sure Kenny's not the cuck writing you? It's really Toledo. Here's a quote for Toledo the cuck posing as Kenny. What do you think? Toledo's in the other room bitching about the show. Treat a man as he is and he will remain as he is. Treat a man as he could be and he will become what he should be. Ralph Emerson. Good quote.
Emerson Lake Palmer.
Yeah, that's right. From ELP, man. Yeah. I don't remember what they sang, but right now.
What a lucky man.
That's it. He was. Rise of the Fits. That's the great ELP song, the Rise of the And the troddling people of the sea. Rise of the It's you and me. ELP. Yeah, Ralph Emerson. Is his middle name Waldo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm no...
It's not a different Ralph Emerson.
Could be just the guy that Palmer. Michael works with.
The guy dude I sit next to Ralph, Ralph Emerson.
He says this all the time. He's into prose.
Oh.
I don't care. Pick one for if you want.
I'd say dope or dead.
Let's go with
anti everything or everything sucks.
Let's go with dope for Kenny.
All right.
Everything sucks. We'll do it. You know what, Kenny? You've taken enough lumps. Let's get a song out there that Kenny wants to hear. I'm in. This one says, Holmberg, since this guy listens to you so much and seemed to have influence on his life, could you tell Kenny to put the weed down and go get a job? And maybe then his wife would still be around? Signed, Kenny's mom. I think that might be a little bit too far. All right. Well, we went with the other one. We're going with anti-everything.
Okay. Yeah,
Toledo just loaded that one. I knew that.
That figures.
That figures. Your boy's Addy. Thanks a lot. Rises Toledo's. It's 716. It's dead. It's anti-everything. For you, Kenny, and your bitchin' ways. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I've heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Tap that app. The 98 KUPD app. Download it now or stream us online at 98KUPD.com. Enter contests and win prizes. Check out Morning Sickness Podcast. And of course, stream the Big Red Radio live. The more you listen, the more you score.
Tap that app and listen to win tickets to see top-ranked boxing in Glendale for the Jim Norton Comedy Show coming this summer. And we still have your passes to check out the Arizona Renaissance Festival. Plus, tons of concert tickets available for shows like Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins, Helmet, Blink 182, Breaking Benjamin and Stain, 311, Hailstorm and I Prevail, Five Finger Death Punch with Marilyn Manson, and for U-Fest 2024 on April 26th. So make sure to tap that app and listen. And remember, the more you listen, the more you score.
The 98 KUPD app. Available now at the App Store or stream us online at 98KUPD.com.